you just talk about, you know, the Browns brought in a number of new rookie pass rushers. What impact does that have on, you know, your mindset, you know, heading into this mini camp and training camp?
Well, that's going to bring a little added level of competition to the team. Obviously, the guys that we have on the team feel like they can rush the passer, and to see that the team chose to pick those guys in the draft, you know, it's just going to help make everything more competitive, push us to elevate our games and make the team better in general.
Staples is, you know, getting after the quarterback. That's not to say that it wasn't emphasized in years past, but especially coming into this year, that's something that they're looking to do. The roster moves made really emphasize that. How do you think you're going to fit in with this defense now going forward as one of the veteran players?
Well, I like to pride myself on rushing the passer. So if that's what Ray wants, that's what he's going to get from me. You know, there's been a number of moves that we've made this offseason to kind of help with that. Bringing in Coach Nunn from the Giants. We brought in a hand-fighting specialist with Master Joe Kim. And so all those things are going to go a long way to help us be better at rushing the passer than we were last year.
Mentioned that he was asking you to kind of step up your game or step up the intensity a little bit. What did you take from that, or what do you make of that?
Personally, I want to work on being more of a leader. This is the first time in my career I am the elder statesman in the D-line room. And so with that, I get a little bit more responsibility. So on and off the field, I just want to, you know, be more vocal to the guys, you know, let them know what I'm thinking more, which I haven't really done as much in the past.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that hand fighting specialist? What was that?
Joe Kim, he's a master. I don't want to say this wrong. I believe it's Taekwondo. And he's worked in the NFL for a few years now. I know he was with Kansas City for a while. I think most recently he's coming from Chicago Bears. And so he's just got different little what he calls combos, different positions that we have our hands in. If offensive linemen kind of come at us certain types of ways, he's got counters already built in place for us. And so we've been really drilling that. And again, I think it's really going to help us out in the long run.
After playing so many years of football and now being introduced to sort of a new way of learning or new technique, what does that do for you? Is it kind of like this is a little crazy, or?
At first, yeah, I mean, it's because he has so much knowledge in the space that I really am not familiar with. So at first, you know, it's a little intimidating. But, you know, now that we've been doing it for a few months, it's definitely something that it's really going to help us. You know, it's going to be make things more instinctual for us as pass rushers with the use of our hands. And personally, that's something that I could definitely work on.
Have you ever been with a team? Kim has been around. He was here like 20 years ago.
Right, he did say that. He had been with the Browns.
Have you talked with former teammates who have worked with him at all as to how it transfers to their performance on the field?
Right. Lamar Houston out in at the Bears right now, I asked him about Master Kim, and he said that, you know, it definitely helped with his hands. It definitely helped him.
Did any of your teammates do martial arts before this?
Not that I'm aware of.
How did you think you played last year, and did you think you needed a greater level of consistency throughout the season?
Well, I feel like I played. I don't feel like I was disappointed with where I was, but there's definitely more room for growth. I think I started off pretty strong, and then I had a pretty early injury, and that kind of limited me for a little while. And then when I came back, you know, I wasn't as didn't. Do as well, but you know that's how NFL is. This year, I'm going to be working on trying to have a complete season, doing more. The team actually really has done more in modalities. We have like yoga sessions, different treatments that we do that are really going to help us to maintain our health throughout the season, which I think will go a long way for me, as well as working on endurance, because, you know, 16 or 20 game season, however you want to look at it, it's really taxing on the body. So just being cognizant of that and training with that in mind is going to help.
What's your take? Harvard is in now with this organization. Besides that association, though, just your take on this analytics band, 7 strength coaches, things like yoga and martial arts. You've been around long enough to see an evolution in football. Are we seeing it here?
I think we're seeing the early stages of it. I think that it's really trying to turn football, the entire game of football, into science rather than just on the field, but everything off the field as well. Trying to dissect it and make it into something, unilateral. And so I think that, we definitely made a lot of moves that I think will help out in the long run. You may or may not see something right away, but I think in the long run, the analytics, bringing in all the right people, bringing in all the strength staff, I think all of those things are the building blocks for it to create something great.
Yet, in your mind, how it's going to affect game planning and game days? Do you have an idea, or are you waiting to see? You said it's helping off the field, but
right. Well, like I was saying about helping guys stay healthy the whole season, I think that'll really help. I think that our schedule on a day-to-day basis will probably be changed to some degree, and I think that'll also be changes that are specifically designed to help players stay healthy. The first thing you notice about Danny is that he's really committed to his weight. The coaches have a set goal for him, and from what I understand, he's already reached his season goal. And so you see that dedication. I think he's developing more into a leader. He's been more vocal in the locker room. He's setting up stuff for guys to do off the field. We did a little paintball and go-karting thing the other day that Danny set up. And so, I think that the stage is set for him to do great things.
He was just getting here at this time last year because he had to graduate. So how much do you think it's helped him to be here this whole offseason program?
Definitely helped him tremendously. Not only was he the whole offseason program, but he actually stayed here the whole offseason. So he's been working with the coaches before we got here. He was in there working with Master Kim I was talking about. So when we came in first day, Danny was up there showing us how to do everything, and I'm just like, wow, okay, this is real. So Danny, I think he's going to be a great pro. He seems really dedicated to his craft, and the sky's the limit for him.
One of the things that we hear from a lot of your teammates is about the accountability that Coach Jackson demands. Can you give an example of that? I mean, is that something you believe that he does do, and what does that mean?
Absolutely, I believe in that. So we came back from Memorial Day, and our first day of practice wasn't that great. And Coach Jackson let us know after practice, like any coach would. But then the next day, he had an extended team meeting. He had a good 20 to 30 minute speech about the difference between 211 degrees of water versus 212 degrees. He said that we needed that one extra degree to go from hot water to boiling water, to really push ourselves to that level, that next level, and that was really going to help us win games in the long run. So that's just one example of Coach Jackson, holding us accountable. Others, he's always asking the leaders of this team to hold guys accountable, and he says that when we really get that going, then that we'll be able to win more games in the long run.
Why do guys listen as opposed to feeling like they're just being preached at?
Man, he just has a certain charisma about him that, really reaches players. You can just tell he's so passionate about his job, and he really cares about this team and this organization. And I think that players can really feel that in the way he speaks, and it's really going to help us out in the long run.
What are you ever playing with him or under him in 2011 in Oakland?
I remember him coming out with that same passion I was just talking about, and energy. Every day he brings it. He's ready to go. He's ready to work. And I think that he's also a great motivational guy. I remember on game days, he would have these speeches that I'm talking about. And, you know, guys really believed in him, wanted to play well for him because of his passion. It really helps generate passion in other players as well.
Side of the ball, but RG3 was a big ad. What kind of enthusiasm, dynamic does he bring to the team from where you sit?
Well, he's obviously a very dynamic player. He's got the legs and the arms, which is a double threat that really helps to build the offense out the way that Hugh is used to doing. You know, off the field, Robert's been, you know, He's a kind of quiet leader, but he has a presence about him. Like, you know, he's in the room. You know, he's doing what he's been asked to do. He's going to do a little bit more, a little bit extra. And, you know, as players, we see that and we respect that out of him.
After that year in Oakland, were you pulling for Hugh to get another chance as a head coach somewhere? And then when the Browns started their search at the end of last year, was he the guy you were hoping that they would hire?
Absolutely. When I heard that he was on the list, I really hoped that he would come here. Honestly, he's been probably my favorite coach since being in the league. And you know, we had that our season kind of had a crazy turn, and we lost our owner that year. And so I think he kind of got a raw deal when he left. So I definitely expected to see him become a head coach again. And again, was ecstatic when he was coming here.
Perspective, what's it been like seeing a guy you played with, Andrew Berry, rise to a pretty prominent role here as a young guy?
Man, I can't say enough great things about Andrew Berry. He's a guy I really looked up to in school. I always tell people he's one of the smartest people I ever known. And so to see his kind of meteoric rise of these last few years, it doesn't surprise me in the least bit. He's a consummate professional, always working, always very intelligent about how he's working, about what he's doing. And to see that does not surprise me in the least bit. I know a few years ago, even, he was already interviewing for GM positions. So to see him here now, it's great to see him. And I know that he's just going to keep working and keep doing great things.
Devin, why do you think that you were not a vocal leader before, and what has inspired you to want to be more of that?
Being that I was a undrafted free agent, kind of started way down at the bottom of the totem pole, and so in order to survive, really, I had to keep my head down and keep quiet. And, you know, so that's kind of how I learned to start in this league. And as I've gotten older, I definitely, any guy who wants to ask me something, I'll impart whatever kind of wisdom that I can. I'll try to give them any kind of coaching, tell them anything. You know, I still didn't really feel it was my place to really speak out as much. But now that, again, I feel as if it's a responsibility for me and something I'm definitely committed to doing and have no problems doing.
Is there a guy or multiple guys who, you know, kind of were leaders in D-line rooms that you've been in previously that you kind of think of and want to kind of emulate in that way?
Definitely. I mean, Richard Seymour, he was captain of D-line. He was captain of the whole team. He's the first guy that comes to mind. He was, again, a great football player, but a consummate pro. He knew exactly where to be and how to do things right way. You think about here, Ataba Rubin, he was a great leader. He was more of a quieter guy. But again, great leader just by through his actions. I mean, I can name a bunch of guys.